Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Benton is here. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 20 years. She's been hanging out with us. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor. She is one of the top experts on marketing, especially for small professionals that of anybody on the planet. She's written all the important books on the topic, the Art of Self-Promotion, The Creative Professional's Guide to Money, The Designer's Guide to Marketing, Pricing, Self-Promotion Online. You get the picture. She's one of our good friends and one of the smartest people I know. Elise Benton, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Elise, every business owner, whether they've got no employees or 100 employees, either regularly or from time to time, it crosses their mind that what should they be, how big should their business be? Am I still happy with this size? If I stay this size, will I get run over? If I feel I need to grow, do I need to grow because I want to or because I'm feeling pressure to? I'm feeling defensive about not growing. If I grow, where does the money come from? Oh, wait, it does take money to grow. Where is that going to come from? Am I capable of managing it? These are things that go through our minds, 100 of them in about 3 seconds, don't they?
Yes, and actually, you know, that list of questions made me think of the underlying question, which is, what is growth anyway?
Okay, what
because,
is it? What do you think it is?
Well, it could be, you know, the traditional things that you're implying with your questions, which is more money, more people, mm-hmm. bigger, that
scale,
kind of thing.
Scale, exactly.
Or it could be higher quality. It could be scaling back, actually, to focus after many, many years of going here and going there and exploring and doing lots of different things. And this is why I'm wanting to talk about this today, is because I have so many clients who are, you know, of a certain age. They still need to be working. They want to be working, but they're trying to find a better way to work. And they're trying to decide how big their business should be. And when I talk with them about growth, we focus more on quality of life and quality of business. And usually that means, you know, better clients with bigger budgets as mm-hmm. opposed to more clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess growth has a couple of three defining elements. One is, does it make you happy? Is the size of your company make you happy? Does it fit your idiom, as Monty Python would say? And it also has to do is the size of your company, as I alluded to earlier, is it giving you some kind of sustainability? I think someone you talked to said that he was tired of the feast or famine thing. And when you're really small, I remember when it was just me. I would work really hard and work up a lot of business, and I'd perform the business. But in the performing of the business, I had to stop working up business. So I'd be through with the projects, and the next thing I know, I'd look around and say, "Wait a minute, where's my business gone?" and so that's the
yeah.
First.
But what I would say to that, Jim, is marketing is the answer to that problem.
Right.
And although I do think the nature of being a self-employed professional, a solopreneur, as they are often called, is that there are ups and downs. You can't control everything.
That's right.
But you can certainly flatten out the wave through marketing, through keeping the marketing going. And,
right.
you know, that's the basis of my business.
That's right. Well, and also, everyone is not a manager of larger organizations.
Right.
I think we should come back to what Inspector Callahan, the Clint Eastwood character, said: a man's got to know his limitations. Yeah, I think that's important. What do you think?
I think a lot of people who want to grow don't realize that as they grow, they end up handing over the actual work of the business to other people mm-hmm. who can do it.
Delegate.
So that they can manage the business.
Yeah,
right?
you've got to be able to delegate, or you can't grow. If you can't delegate, you're not going to grow very successfully.
Right, and that's very tricky for a lot of people because they either don't have the experience delegating, or they don't trust other people to do it the way they would do it, which of course they would never do it the way someone else would do it anyway. But you know, you have to be able to understand what is good enough and what will make the client happy, as opposed to, you know, is it done exactly the way I would do it? I think there are lots of different questions that come into it. And I think even some people, when they think about how big their business should be, consider the idea of getting a partner to share some of the responsibility, mm-hmm. to share some of the, you know, commiserating even, or the struggles. But I don't know if that is the solution to that problem.
It only is in a few cases, in fewer cases than most people would think. One, to me, the big thing is, will being bigger make me happy? That's the big question I think people have to ask. Will being bigger and all of the things that go with being bigger, the trade-offs of all those things, the good, the bad, and the ugly of all those things, will all of that, if it results in me growing and being bigger, will all of that make me happier? And the problem I think people run into, Elise, is people think being bigger will make them happy, but they haven't thought about all those things that go into it.
Well, and even if they've thought about it, they don't know how it will actually turn out and what will actually be involved. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to try it in order to see, is this the right direction? I personally am not a big proponent of are you happy or unhappy, because that's so ephemeral and so many things are outside of our own control.
It's not ephemeral for me. I seek happiness. I know what makes me happy. I'm not the least bit confused about that, Elise. Hey, I need your website, Elise.
It's marketing-mentor.com.
Check it out, marketing-mentor.com. You'll be glad you went there, and you'll thank me later. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with our good friend, Elise Bennett.
Got to be good looking, cause he's so hard to see. Come together right now. Oh.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.